With this, we discuss the cubic system. So cubic system is an important and big part of the solid state, and it consists of a lot of parts. In all, there are two subparts which are quite big enough. So the cubic system are of three kinds of unit cells, and those are primitive or simple, body centered and face centered, which are already being discussed. So simple cubic unit cell has a particle at each of the eight corners of cube. Body centered has particles at its eight corners and an additional particle in the center of the cube. Face centered has a particle at the center of each of the six faces in addition to the particles at the eight corners of the cube. In the cubic system, the first part is about the number of particles in cubic unit cells. So primitive or simple cubic unit cells have eight corners, and when these unit cells are stacked together, particle at each corner of a given unit cell is shared with seven other neighboring cubes that come together at that corner. As a result, the corner particle contributes its 1/8 part to the given unit cell. Thus, a simple cubic unit cell has 1/8 × 8, that equals one particle per unit cell. Next, we move to body-centered cubic unit cell. So a BCC, which is a body-centered cubic unit cell, has eight corner particles and an additional particle at the center. So 1/8 of each particle from eight corner belongs to the given unit cell, as mentioned in the previous example of simple cubic unit cell. So the particle at the center of a given cube is not shared by any other cube. Hence, it belongs entirely to the given unit cell. Thus, BCC unit cell has one particle from eight corners plus one particle in the center of the cube, making total of two particles per BCC unit cell. Next, we move to face-centered cubic unit cell. A face-centered cubic unit cell has particles at the eight corners plus particles at the center of its six faces. As described in simple cubic unit cell as well, one particle from the eight corners belongs to the given unit cell. So each particle at the center of the six faces is shared with one neighboring cube. Thus, half of each face particle belongs to the given unit cell. So from the six faces, half into six becomes three, and the particles belong to the given unit cell become three. Therefore, FCC unit cell has one corner particle plus three face particles, total four particles per unit cell. This is the presence with the case of FCC. With this, the first subpart, that is the number of particles in cubic unit cells in a cubic system, gets completed. In the next part, there is a relationship between molar mass, density of the substance and unit cell age length during a crystal structure. This part of the cubic system has been dealt in the further episodes. With the end of the first part in cubic system, that is the number of particles in cubic unit cells, we move to the second part, that is the relationship between molar mass, density of the substances and unit cell edge length. So if the edge length of the cubic unit cell is A, then the volume of unit cell is A cube, since the formula for volume is the cube of the side length. Suppose that mass of one particle is m and that there are n particles per unit cell. So mass of the unit cell will become m into n. The density of unit cell, which is same as density of the substance, is given by density equals mass of unit cell upon volume of unit cell, which equals mass into n by a cube, and it equals to density of substance. Next, we move to molar mass of the substance, and it is given by m equals mass of one particle into number of particles per mole, which equals m into na. Here na is the Avogadro number, therefore m equals m by n of a. By combining equation m into n, that is mass of unit cell, and equation small m equals big m by na, we get that density equals n into m by a cube na. This is an important formula which is repeated again, that is density equals n into m by a cube into na. By knowing any four parameters of equation density equals n into m by a cube na, the fifth can be calculated. So there are total five total different parameters in it. Of these five parameters, if you know any four parameters, then two, you can obtain the fifth parameter. So this is the easiness of the relationship between molar mass, density of substance and unit cell edge length, and it helps to further calculate the important things very easily. And with this, the part of cubic system gets completed. In the next section, we start with packing of particles in a crystal structure.